On November 9, 1917, with the Great War building to its horrific crescendo, the French freighter Mont Blanc docked at Gravesend Bay in Brooklyn, New York. Although the United States had joined the Allied forces a few months before, American troops were only just starting to fill the trenches of France, while Vladimir Lenin's Bolshevik Revolution had toppled the Russian government 2 days earlier. The next day, Lenin had promised his countrymen they would soon be dropping out of the most destructive war the world had ever seen. This presented Germany with its best chance to break the grueling 3-year standoff on the Western Front. And it was therefore of paramount importance that the Allied powers send munitions and men in greater numbers than ever before to prevent the Germans from breaking through. The United States had remained neutral until April 6, 1917, but American manufacturers, shipping companies, and ports had been doing brisk business since the war broke out in 1914, selling the British, French, and other Allied powers supplies, weapons, and explosives. Tons of exports poured out every day from Gravesend Bay, squeezed in between Bensonhurst and Coney Island. Mont Blanc, built in 1899, was not among the most impressive vessels crossing the sea. She measured 320 feet long and 47 feet wide, fairly standard for a transatlantic vessel, and she wasn't the oldest ship on the seas, but her best days were definitely behind her. She was slow, with a top speed of about 12 miles per hour, roughly one-third the speed of Lusitania, and a long history of bare minimum maintenance. Sensing opportunity when the war started, the French line bought her in 1915, fixed her up enough to transport supplies from North America to Europe, and turned her into a moneymaker. But she would be asked to do more. In 1917, German U-boats had been sinking military and merchant ships by the hundreds each month, forcing the Allied powers to use any ships still afloat on increasingly dangerous missions. The previous month, the French line put Mont Blanc in the hands of Captain Ami-Joseph-Marie Lemédec, 38. At 5'3" and 125 pounds, Lemédec was not physically imposing, but he knew how to carry himself like a captain, an impression buttressed by his regal bearing and carefully groomed jet-black beard. His highly disciplined, by-the-book approach was not initially well received by his 36-man crew and 4 officers on their first transatlantic journey, but by the time they reached New York, he had their respect and trust. When Mont Blanc pulled into Gravesend Bay, Lemédec and his crew had no idea what cargo they might be picking up. During the Great War, it could be almost anything, and the premium on security precluded advance notice. But they started getting hints before the cargo could be loaded onto the creaky Mont Blanc. Shipwrights at Gravesend Bay attached custom-made wooden linings and magazines to the inside of the steel hull to keep the cargo as tightly packed, hermetically sealed, and immobile as possible, because high explosives are so sensitive that a good jolt can set them off. The shipwrights worked around the clock for 2 days to secure the partitions with copper nails, because copper doesn't spark when struck, and they knew a single spark could send them all skyward. Finally, on November 25, 1917, the stevedores started loading the cargo under the protection of local police surrounding the ship. The stevedores so feared accidentally blowing up the volatile cargo, and the ship, the docks, and themselves with it, that they fastened canvas covers over their boots to keep their soles from sparking against the steel deck. When a French government agent finally told Captain Lemédec what they were loading on his ship, it was a most unpleasant surprise. Mont Blanc would be carrying almost nothing but high explosives back to Bordeaux, France. Lemédec normally exuded the steely calm expected of a captain, but even his stony visage belied his alarm. If the U-boat success forced the Allies to squeeze more from their remaining ships, it had the same effect on the Allies' captains. Lemédec had earned a record as a competent helmsman, but he'd never captained a ship as big as the Mont Blanc, nor had he ever carried high explosives. But in the conflict's 4th year, the normal rules no longer applied. The French government had directed its New York agent to buy munitions and explosives in such unprecedented quantities that they needed 40 to 50 ships every 2 weeks to deliver the ammunition overseas. That required using ships that would normally be too unwieldy, beat up, or slow for such a mission, and captains unfamiliar with the cargo to ship them. Lemédec and the Mont Blanc were being asked to carry one of the largest caches of high explosives ever loaded onto a ship.